Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpbc.org.
Well, good morning again. Good to see each one. Reading and studying this week, talked to Brother Vaughn. One time we talked about the trails, making sure we're on the right path, and trying to see that what we're studying is Thus Saith the Word of the Lord, and read a lot of the older writings and see how, trying to make sure we stay on the right trail, basically, what I'm trying to do. It's a good thing that we check ourselves to make sure we're walking right. 1 Samuel chapter 30, just a brief word or two right there, and then I'll go on to some others. David, right there in chapter 30, he had went off, him and the men, and went to the smitten Ziklag and burned with fire. Anyway, David, there's some folks come in there behind David, their homes, and took their wives and their children. And when David and the camp got back, the men folk got back, they were all greatly discouraged, aggravated at David. I mean, 36 says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. They were thinking about stoning David, their commander, because the souls of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
Right.
There's a lot of things, Brother Vaughn, and all of us, brothers and sisters, that there's nothing we can do about it. We might not make the best decisions along life, but there's been a lot of things that go on. And folks get aggravated at us. And we get ourselves downtrodden. But we need to do what David out there says. And David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Mm-hmm. I hope to bring you just today a little bit of some my favorite spots that encourages me. And it needs to encourage us all. I realize this whole world has got a lot of problems. But if we'll look at the things the Lord has in store for us and what he has done and accomplished, and he's manifested it to us, right, we shouldn't stay sad long.
Right.
Now, I realize some down in the valleys is where the, y'all heard me tell this before, that's where the corn grows, is down in the valley. That's when you do your best growth, when you're sad-hearted and you're having to go through some things, some tough times. That's where the corn is grown in the bottom of the valley. But when up on the mountaintop, corn doesn't grow so good, but still, we get up there and we rejoice.
Yes.
And we should be rejoicing. So just a few just quick spots, and then we'll get out of Brother Vaughn's way. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite spots in the Bible, and I've taught it to my girls right off, Genesis 1 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. He created heaven and the earth. All this that goes on around us, God created the heaven and the earth. He is the one that is the author and the finisher of it also, Brother Vaughn. So if he created it and he made it, why are we worried about so many things?
Yeah.
He is in control. He sees it all. He knows it all. He didn't predestinate all the actions of man, but it did allow us to do some things.
Yeah.
Well, in that allowance, we took too many liberties and caused ourselves to be a sinner.
Yes, we did.
And we're all born in sin and we all come short. Well, God knew that it was going to happen. He didn't predestinate it. He didn't foreordain that. He knew it was going to happen.
Right.
But God took care of us. That's the reason when you jump all over here to Matthew 1 and 20. When Joseph's over thinking about his wife, and she was pregnant outside of the marriage. He hadn't married her yet. But still he knew about it. He didn't know what to do. Normally they killed the girl, but she was pregnant outside of marriage back then. But while, this is verse 120. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Right.
He shall. I cannot comprehend somebody tells me that if you reject the Lord, that you're going to go to hell. Listen, if you have an option right there to accept or reject the Lord right there in your mind, you're already a child of God, because you know there's a difference.
Right.
For understanding and studying the scriptures, the natural man cares nothing about God and has no nobility in what kind of choice like that. So when the folks tell me that stuff, I'm like, look, it reads right there, he shall save his people from their sin. What people? What people? All right, let's go over here. Now I know I'm moving around a good bit. Let's go over in John. Chapter 10. St. John chapter 10. I'm just going to move on to 1:10-27. My sheep hear my voice.
Right.
My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. He knows us. Like Brother Charles prayed, the Lord knows us. Knows our every need. He knows his. And they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Jesus gives us eternal life, Brother Vaughn. It's not something you chose. It's something he gave you.
Right.
The gospel makes this known unto you. The gospel brings life and mortality to light. What light? The light of what God has done. God created the heavens and the earth. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save his people. And he gives them eternal life. Yes, we got problems in this whole world, and yet tired of it myself. And, so, and I'm going to say about 99% of it, I bring on myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like David over there. Some things come on he can't control. There's things that happen to me I can't control. But I need to encourage myself in the Lord when I get down in the, I use the term, down in the dump sort of feeling. Now that's man's wording, but get the feeling, as a brother, a sister, Versa McCain used to say, we start having a pity party for yourself. I like the way she put that. You get to think, oh, things are so bad. You're having a pity party. You need to be encouraging yourself in the Lord. He knows us. And we do follow him. Do follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Let me tell you something. If that is true, which I truly, truly believe that's true, you may, I was told, if you reject the Lord, you're going to hell. I asked that brother, I said, look, you mean to tell me you've got more strength than God? If you follow out their train of thought right there, that if you have the ability to reject God, you have the ability to not save yourself right there eternally. But it says right here, they shall neither perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's including yourself.
Right.
But what does happen is just like when your mother or father, when you disobeyed their word, what did they do? They disciplined you.
Right.
You lost privileges. Privileges. Why? Because you were not obeying the word that they had given you in their home. I know it's just a small sample then, but look at the big picture of God. When we deny God, when we know God, we deny him, we will might as well be ready to accept discipline.
Right.
But nonetheless, they'll be housed in heaven and mortal glory, because just go and read this. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me
right.
is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. They'll be housed in heaven and immortal glory, Brother Vaughn, those that the Father gave him. He came and bled and died for those. His house neither gets bigger nor does it get smaller. What happens is when we disobey God, we have discipline. We have heartache. We have sadness. But when we see that we bring it on ourselves and turn away from the evil of the world, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. James talks about that. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Well, if he's gone away from you, guess what? Your life starts getting a lot more happy.
Yes, much so.
Much so. A lot more happy. Why? Because the devil's not over, well, you don't have this, and you don't have that, and you got this problem, you got that problem. Quit listening to the devil. Resist him. Recognize the fact that you're being tempted by your own fleshly desires and turn away from it. Repent. Come away from it. And enjoy the things of God. Realizing that we have a heaven and that heaven will be there for us because of what Jesus Christ has done. That's what the gospel is teaching us
right.
and telling us. He has a people. He gave them eternal life. John 17. These words spake Jesus, lifted up his eyes to heaven. The Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. There's a people that were given to Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world. Find that Ephesians 1:4. Jesus came and bled and died for them. They'll be housed in heaven and more glory because of what Jesus Christ did. Not because you accepted or you rejected him and got yourself that kind of condition. Yeah, there's a conditional and unconditional salvation. Yeah, there's a condition. The condition that Jesus Christ had to die for us. Die for our sins. Pay for our sins. There's a condition right there. And it's unconditional on our part. We receive that. Because of the blessings of God. Why? Because he represented us on the cross. We were given to Jesus Christ to take care of. God gave him to. You mean to tell me that Jesus is going to lose one, Brother Bond? If he loses one, then might as well throw the whole Bible away. Because who's that one? We don't know.
Amen.
If I have power to tell him, get away from me, Jesus. I don't want to go to heaven. Why not? When God at the latter end of the earth, when God comes in and Christ is judging the sheep and the lamb, and one of them says, well, I don't want to go be a goat and I don't want to be a lamb. What am I going to do then? I have that kind of power? No, you don't. You do not. Rightly divided. There's a salvation that's eternal salvation that Jesus Christ took care of when he went to the cross. There's a salvation by believing in the Word of God that will save you while you're living here to honor God.
Right.
That's what we're out here today, to honor God, rightly dividing the Word of truth, and try to follow the old path, the right way, that we may rejoice in what God has done for his people. They'll be in heaven and housed in mortal glory by the precious work of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Hebrews 1:3. Who being in the brightness of his glory, in the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins. Read that a little bit again, right there again. This is talking about Jesus Christ, had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. It's done. That's taken care of.
Right.
Don't worry about it anymore. Rejoice. Rejoice. Let the problems of this old world just stay in this old world. Buddy of mine at work, we have a little saying. When you go to church, check your baggage out at the door before you come in the house and leave it out there and come on in the house and worship the Lord. And prayerfully, when you get ready to leave, you'll just forget about that baggage and go on. But if you want to pick it up, take it home, and fight with them struggles again, go ahead. Why don't you just leave it? Leave the world out yonder. We don't want it. We want to hear about what Jesus Christ has did for us, that we may rejoice, that we may have a strength inside of us that only the Lord can give us, that peace that you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. I got problems. Who doesn't have problems?
Right.
And stress. See that? I think I've told y'all before, and it's been a while. Stress properly managed is okay. And I'll give you a great example. This building. We know gravity is on this building all the time, where the earth is designed. These walls will fall flat down if it's not managed properly. The builders of this house knew how to properly manage the stress when they stood the walls up and put the roof on it. They don't make a roof too big that squish the house, nor the walls flimsy that they just fall out, but they knew how to build it correctly. Stress properly managed is not a bad thing. Why? Because inside of it, you house things inside.
Right.
We're going through this world to learn how to manage and stress things, that we have others that come around us. And so when they come around us, they see that we are handling the situation. Why? We're rejoicing in the Lord. We're rejoicing what God has done for us. He created the heavens and the earth and the heavens. He created these things. He gave a people to Jesus Christ. We know these things, and we're able to manage the understanding of this, and when others come about us, they rejoice being with us, Brother Vaughn, and they're happy. They see that we're happy, and they say, I want to know a little bit more about what you're preaching. How do you handle this situation? I depend on the Lord. I know it's hard to lose loved ones. All of us do. All of us do. But what does that make me do? What does it make Steve Milner do? He leans more to his Lord and Savior. Lord, right. Help me get through this. Help me to see the situation for what it is. This is your design that we be housed in heaven and on glory. But sin is man's problem.
Right.
You fixed it. Glory be to the Lord. He fixed it. He fixed it for his children to be with him. He purged us with his own body at the cross. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession. In other words, in plain English or simple English, he's talking to God when we pray. He's talking to God directly for us. And he sends back an answer, that comfort of peace that we need, that we're able to manage the stressful things in life, to knowing that we're going to be all right, Brother Vaughn. We're going to be all right. Even though we have a lot of brothers and sisters that are missing out on this, and they're fighting. We see them out there. We're around them at work. We're around them at the grocery store. We're around them in our family. And they're just tore up and searching for trying to find some sort of peace.
Right.
And it just, and so many of them, bless their hearts, they turn to the wicked things, the sad things of the world for entertainment. Whether it be alcohol, drugs, foolishness, they're never really happy.
Right.
Be happy in the Lord. Be as David. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage, and when you encourage yourself in the Lord and you see what he's done and you honor him and glory, give glory to God, give glory to Jesus Christ for his Son has been manifested to me and you, we are to share that and be a rock, maybe in the family, maybe in the community, maybe on the job.
Right.
What a rock of peace. Others may see that brother or sister, you are happy in the Lord.
Right.
And yes, they're going to try to, like they did David, stone you. But we got something better, Brother Vaughn's coming.
Mm-hmm. Much better.
Much better. And that is the reason I'm able to get up in the morning and go again. Mm-hmm. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage others that are around you best you can. But encourage yourself so you're able to pick back up your sword and fight for the gospel truth.
Right.
To know what God has done for his people. I hope I've said something to you. I was thinking about this week. What do we need? We need to be lifted up. We need to encourage ourselves.
Yes.
Encourage what? How? Well, what God has done for his people, encouraged by what Jesus has done for us, and it's been manifested to us. We need to rejoice in it. Give him the praise, honor, and glory, and quit having a pity party. I know we got problems. And this old flesh is dying. If you're born, the moment you're born in this world, you're dying already. This house of clay is not fit for heaven yet.
Right.
One sweet day, Brother Vaughn. They'll have no more pain, no more aches. It's going to change in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. It's going to go back and be with Jesus.
Right.
House and that mansion above. And I get to see Jesus.
Right.
With these eyes, as Job said. Hope I've said something to you, encourage you. Be happy.
Right.
In the Lord. Thank you. God bless you.